Hello, and welcome to the Healing Mothers Club podcast. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to replace psychotherapy or any other mental health service from a licensed mental health professional. I'm your host, Denik Bernier, and today we will talk about the difference between emotional regulation and nervous system regulation. This topic was requested from Instagram when I posted on my stories for my followers to send me their the subjects they want me to cover on this podcast. So thank you so much for those who answered. Have you ever attempted to journal or dance or do yoga poses or talk to yourself when you were in the thick of a fight, flight, freeze response? I have, and each and every time I have tried to do those things when I was in the thick of a fight, flight, freeze response, I have failed miserably, thinking I was the problem because I couldn't put into practice what I had learned from my trainings when becoming a therapist. That's because there is a time and place for these approaches, and as a collective, we need to get better at knowing when to use what instead of just throwing a bunch of random techniques to moms struggling to cope with the demands of their everyday life. So, I just want to start by saying there is quite a lot of information that is often contradicting on the internet, especially on social media. I believe moms consume social media primarily as a means to get validation and to find the village they need but never got. While subconsciously looking for those things, we get unsolicited advice on how to mother our children and how a mom should present herself. When it comes to moms with childhood trauma, most of the information coming from the internet, from different educators, specialists, experts, therapists, and coaches and gurus won't apply because even in 2024, there is just not a lot of education on the nervous system that is available out there. Moms who are survivors of childhood trauma should prioritize nervous system-based principles because their trauma is stored in their nervous system, and most of the information available out there will only act on your logical thinking brain. This brings me to think about something that was very popular and maybe is still popular, but my algorithm is just not showing it to me anymore. At some point in time, when I had started my private practice for therapy back in late 2021, on social media, it was really popular to share about this one technique that was branded as a grounding technique, but really, from what I know now, I know that it is not a grounding technique. It was something about, like, oh, when you feel anxiety coming up, just name five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can smell, like that type of thing. And I just thought, like, okay, this might work for some, but it just won't work for many. And again, it's a question of like timing when to use that technique and who and on who it will be the most useful. And I just really didn't like the fact that it was put out there as if everyone can just do this, then everybody would be cured of their anxiety type of thing. And it just really rubbed me the wrong way. All this to say, it is crucial that moms who have gone through childhood trauma know the difference between emotional regulation and nervous system regulation because if they don't, they can literally set themselves up for a perceived failure and just reinforce what their subconscious is already holding, like they fail at everything, that they're not good enough. that they can't even do the simple regulation technique. The problem is not the person attempting the regulation technique. The problem isn't in the emotional regulation technique or the nervous system regulation technique. It's quite simply a question of timing. I gave an example earlier about how I perceived that I had failed to use emotional regulation techniques when learning about them in my trainings. And that's what most of the moms I work with have also experienced. They will experience fight mode, getting activated when going into their car with a screaming infant, or they will experience freeze mode when their uncle forces their toddler to sit on his laps. And these moms who just want to get out of their trauma response so they can help themselves, help their kids, can find themselves unable to do anything. Because all they heard was, when you have big emotions, grab your diary and write your feelings down. Or when you're having an intense moment, you can just look for the evidence that what you are thinking isn't true. I have nothing against journaling and CBT approaches, let's be clear on that. We as therapists, as educators in this space, need to get better at understanding when and where to use the techniques we suggest and put out there on internet for everyone to consume. So first things first, nervous system regulation. Regulation techniques for the nervous system is what you want to prioritize when you know you're heading into a situation that has the potential to bring you to a place of fight, flight, freeze. For example, you need to go to the store with your toddler or go on a visit to somebody's place, and you have this fear that your toddler will have a huge meltdown at that place, and that you will most likely go into fight, flight, freeze, because for you, the whole children are to be seen and not heard type of mentality is something your family members are still holding on to, and that's how you were raised. So, of course, this can be super anxiety-inducing, this scenario, and you know the risks of your toddler getting into a meltdown at that public place or at that family member's place is quite high because it's just developmentally appropriate for your toddler to go into meltdowns wherever they are. They just don't care about the time and place. They know how to be authentic, and that's it. So, as you start loading the kids in the car, you can start feeling panicky or go completely numb. This could very well be the fight, flight, freeze preparing itself to make an entrance. Your nervous system's internal scanner, what we call neuroception, is getting signals for threat. What you want to prioritize in that moment is grounding techniques that are nervous system based. Your internal scanner needs to catch signs of safety, and you need to be giving those yourself. So things like changing your breathing pattern and changing your body temperature, among other grounding tools, can be really powerful because you are not attempting to connect with your logical thinking brain at all. You are acting on the part of your brain that is holding on to the trauma, which is the subconscious part. And you're giving it what it needs, safety. You're giving yourself safety in a way that is felt by your nervous system, which is super important and what we want if we are going to prioritize navigating triggers in the moment. You are not processing emotions in the moment. You are just coping with what is happening, telling your nervous system that it's your present day adult self that is in the driver's seat of your brain and that you will be okay. Then, when that moment has passed, when the triggering moment is behind you and you are in a space where you feel physically and emotionally safe, whether alone or with a trusted adult, is where you might want to look into emotional regulation techniques. Where your emotional brain gets activated in order to process, aka live out the emotions that the tough moment brought for you. So if we use the example I used earlier, this might mean that for the mom who was raised with the children are to be seen and not heard mentality, when she comes back home and gets a minute to herself before bed, that might be a good time to get the diary out, get the paint and coloring supplies out, play a song that fits with how you're feeling and dance to it, do the yoga poses. Name five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can smell, blah, 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 to recenter yourself. You are not in fight, flight, freeze here. Your nervous system is already sensing that you are safe because you are not in the threat of the moment. Your nervous system might feel like it's okay to put your guard down, let the emotions out in a way that feels safe, with an emotional regulation tool, and is much more able to connect with the logical thinking brain in that moment. That's where the integration of positive, logical beliefs like, I am good enough, I am safe, I'm doing the best I can really start to happen and be super powerful for you. So when we use nervous system-based techniques to go through a triggering moment, to try to not have to go into full-blown fight, flight, freeze, to stay regulated in the moment to help our child through their big emotions, we're not getting into our emotional brain at all. We're being focused on staying in the logical thinking brain and to not go into survival mode. That also means we don't prioritize exploring emotions in the moment. But from what we know with what is required to heal, it's the safe exploration of emotions that also needs to happen. And in order to get there, we need emotional regulation techniques. It just wouldn't be appropriate to keep using nervous system-based techniques forever, over and over again. Yes, moms with childhood trauma want to prioritize them, because they get triggered into fight, flight, freeze more often and more intensely than the average population. But that doesn't mean it needs to stop there. True healing happens when we are able to connect with every part of our brain and to cultivate this inner sense of safety, both physically and emotionally. And again, it's a question of timing. And timing our interventions for our own nervous system or the nervous system of our children is everything. That's one of the things I teach in my Self-Regulation for Moms online masterclass. Using the most appropriate tool to regulate when your child needs co-regulation is what will ultimately lead you to a parenting success. It's not what you say. It's not the perfect script you learn by heart. It's learning how to be with your toddler. And using the most appropriate tool for you when you're about to lose it sets you up for success and in itself is cycle-breaking parenting. I hope this resonated with you. If you feel like whatever you are trying, you are always failing, or you are always failing at staying calm or regulated, it's most likely a question of timing and has most likely nothing to do with you in particular or with the type of tool you are using. It's all a question of timing. There's nothing wrong with you. If today's episode resonated with you, it would mean the world to me if you could rate it 5 stars. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.